So what I decided we're going to do, especially for these longer sichas, is just to try and bring out the juice of each piece, the yisod of each piece, and not read it line for line. Translating, it takes too much time. And yeah, for sure, go through it yourself. Get the language, get the lashon down, store it, keep it for the, you know, for the time or... It's just speaking to you. It's there. But I think in this year, we're just going to try and bring out what we need. So let's talk about this first piece and ask the just, you know, crucial question of why is this the first piece in Meshivas Nefesh? Why is this the doorway to all of the other chizik? And the Sheva Meshivei Tam, you know, the seven layer cake of the deliciousness of the chizuk, that's Meshiv Ar Nefesh for the rest of the Sefer. Why do we need to hear this first? And in order to answer that question, we have to understand that, yes, it's the first piece of Meshivas Nefesh, but it's based on Torah Vav in Likutei Moran, the sixth Torah in Likutei Moran. And the Yesod of that Torah, The main place that Rabbeinu was trying to bring us in that Torah, which is how he starts off the Torah, which is Tzarech Kol Adam L'mayit B'chavod Atzmo U'laharbos B'chavod HaMakom. Each person needs to lessen his own honor and to greaten and to make greater the honor of Hashem. And Rabbeinu is trying to tell us that the only way, which is dangerous, if it's anyone telling you the only way to do anything is dangerous, unless it's Rabbeinu. So Rabbeinu is telling the only way to be mischazik, to fully accept, and to want to be part of the people who accept chizik, and who are able to hear Hashem loves you, and to just return to themselves, the only way for that to happen, and to turn on a dime from being nowhere and totally lost to having some semblance of seichel and simcha and vitality in life, is for you to get rid and to start to get rid of your own desire for honor. Which means, in this case, is that a person has a picture of how things are supposed to look. Any Eved Hashem has this picture drawn out for him, whether it's from Shiurim he heard, or Sfarim he learned, or this person that he sees that as a person who is a Matzliach, who's not quote unquote not tied and you know, almost dying and needing CPR of chizik and part of the group that's Matzliach and things are going beseder for him and he's hitting his shiurim and he's, you know, getting all the right notes. So a person has that picture of how things are supposed to look based on, you know, his life experience and the years that he or she is in the world. And if a person is stuck in that and a person is obsessed with that picture, then they'll never, ever want to just succumb to the way that Hashem is running their life. They'll never accept Hanhagas Hashem with them. Just never accept it. And in that way, they'll never be able to be mischazik. It's impossible. Impossible for a person to have a moment of Yeshiva Das because they'll never accept the way Hashem is running the world. Hashem is running his life. And that's called Kvod Hashem. That's called the honor Hashem. Hashem is running your life in a way that's honorable for himself, for Hashem. And that's one side of it. The other side of it being that let's say a person is zoicha and things are going keseder for him, and that picture of success that he drew up for himself is actually happening. And it's, you know, hachalom mitgashem, that dream is coming true of being that Matzliach and finally arriving at his goals. And that's in his head, the peak spitz of being an Eved Hashem. So now what? Now, like, oh, you hit your goal, like, gesundheit, you know, shkayach, good job. Everyone's going to, like, start honoring you in the way that, you know, you anticipated your whole life. Finally, I made it. And then you're just going to stop honoring Hashem. Kvod Hashem is Ein Sof. It's endless, right? How could it be that you just stop honoring Hashem? Gedulas Hashem is Ein Sof. And that's the other side of it, right? How can it be that you, Ki'ilu, you arrived, that's it, you're done, you served Hashem, you got that position that you wanted? So, let's do tshuva together. Let's be meshiv our nefesh together. And understand the only way out of this is thinking of Kvod Hashem. Is laharbos b'chvod ha'mokum. Which on one level means, if it's going for you, right? You're hitting your strides. You know, you're fulfilling your chol kalimud for the day, and you're being misgaber on your tithes. You don't have all these nisyonos. You start to see that, you know, you're succeeding. Never say I made it, right? Just honor Hashem more. Be a baki beratzo, right? Which is the lashon of the sicha. That you have to be mischazik bein ba'aliyah. So if you're in an aliyah, you have to be mischazik that, okay, I have to serve Hashem more. I have to honor Hashem more. Hashem wants more from me. Meaning Hashem wants me. He's honored through me, and I can honor Him more. That's called baki beratzo. And let's say, you know, it happens. Person falls. Yom shel batala. Day, a wasted day. The rabbit hole of the day, whatever that is. If you fall, it's not going for you. You're not hitting those notes. The picture is just off. Then we don't give up. We don't throw in the towel. We know that I fell to this place. Hashem made it. That I have a shlichus also in this place to be megala kvod Hashem in this place. To be marbe kvod shemayim in the place that I fell to. And that's my special shlichus dafka in this place, so Hashem could get nachas ruach from my eschaskus in this place. Because Hashem wants us to be, yes, a baki beratzo, but also a baki b'shov. And from this place is me being malak kvod shamayim that no one was ever able to do in the history of the world. And that's called being a baki beratzo. Baki b'shov, bein ba'aliyah, bein b'irida, to be mischazik, because I'm not focused on kvod Hashem. Because I'm not focused on kavod atzmi, excuse me. On my own kavod, my own honor. So, in the most practical sense, how do we get there? According to Torah Vav, and also this first sicha in Meshivas Nefesh, is when a person starts to love bizyonos. Right, which is what we get when we sign up to be a breastlover, is we start to get bizyonos in our nefesh, and from those around us, like I mentioned in the last shir, right, you get a shefa of bizyonos once you sign up for Rabbeinu, and Rabbeinu really said, no one was really ever cholik on me, because I'm just kvod shamay. I'm just in it for kvod shamay. But when we start to love the bizyonos that our nefesh gives us, right, you're not good enough. You're right, I'm not good enough. I'm just in it for Kvod Hashem. Right? All of these bizyonos just remind us that we're never really going to get Kavod Atzmi. We're never going to get the Kavod that we want. It's not possible. There's bizyonos at every single step we take. There's another bizyon to my Kavod. And when we start to love those bizyonos because they get us back in the mindset and that way of thinking called Kvod Hashem, then my life is now a life. My life is now a life. A friend of mine, Rav Asher Zelig Margolos, once went to this bress of Mashpia of Nissan David Kivak and said to him, oh, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. So Rav Kivak said, no, it's not. It's not your birthday. Your birthday is the day you start to love bizyonos. So hopefully today will be all of our birthdays. Happy birthday to everyone. Should be zeichet to start to love bizyonos. That's machzir us to kvod Hashem. which reminds us to serve Hashem, Bein Baliya, Bein Virida, to be a Baki Baratso, not to be, oh, I made it, Baruch Hashem, right, when things are going good and you're able to hear that. You're able to hear that and to respond like, no, I didn't do anything yet. I'm just, because I'm in it for Kvod Hashem. Hashem wants me. So I'm just going to do more for Kvod Hashem. And on the days or moments or times when things aren't going, okay, give up, throw in the towel, be batzlus, whatever. Like, no, Hashem loves me here because he sent me here in a shlichus to be a Baki B'shov. He wants my yisores. He wants me to be a Baki B'shov. So he also created the world that I should be a Baki B'shov. Chaim Tovim Shalom. See you next time on Meshivas Nefesh.